Well, looking at the children, I think they are happy the second time. When Pastor asked them to smile even much more, I look at you and I see that you are happy. But I think there is one man that is the happiest of all. It's Henry, my husband. Because Pastor just declared over him youth. There's a young man. And he is working with the other young men. I must say that Henry, given his age, and I won't tell you how old he is, because I like you to think that he's young, that he's really quite tech-savvy. He does everything around the house. He knows how to connect things and get my laptop going. So he's really tech-savvy, and he's still catching abalones. Every year, when we first started coming 25 years ago, he was already catching abalones. Now, he is still catching abalones, but differently. He's now catching with some young people. So they would gather at our car park, and then they would go to some Trix Beach and catch abalone. So I'm so pleased, so happy to be the wife of a happy man today. Well, we are in the series of talking about our mission, and I'm given the special topic of works, because we have got worship, and last week, Pastor talked about worship, and this week, I'm talking about works, or work. And so I thought of a topic for you today, and that's why I keep harping on the word happy, because I'm going to entitle my sermon today, The Happiness Advantage at Work. The Happiness Advantage at Work. All right, let's ask the Lord to open up His Word so that we all are blessed with this happiness advantage. Father, we thank You so much that You are the happy God. You say You laugh from heaven. That's amazing, Lord, to be able to see the delight that is in You. And we see Jesus enjoying eating and drinking with sinners when He was on earth. You're a happy God. And we thank You that, dear Lord, today You want us to look at our work, whether it's paid or unpaid, voluntary or otherwise. Look at them, dear Lord, and say, wow, we can have the happiness advantage. And as believers, because we believe in You, we have the joy of the Lord in our hearts. So help us understand this so that we go out of this door every day of the weekday enjoying work as You want us to. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It was said that when you are happy, you actually achieve more. Really. When you are happy, you achieve more. Your creativity rises. Your intelligence increases. Your energy level rises when you're happy. And every single outcome that you want, every goal that you want, when you are happy at your work, it actually will improve. And so I think it is right to say the happier you are at work, the healthier you are at work. Whether it's paid or unpaid, whether it's essential work or voluntary, whether it's in the office, in the factory, at home, in a school, in church, anywhere you are, if you are happier, you will be healthier. And that's why this psychologist by the name of Sean Eckhall, he coined this term, the happiness advantage. Because if you are happy at work, it will give you an advantage. Now, I'm not talking about positive thinking. I'm not talking about all the psycho work that is going out there in the world. I'm talking about scriptures. And today, I'm given Psalm 112 to meditate on. I told Pastor, I said, oh, Pastor, when I look into Psalm 112, I cannot help it but have to talk about Psalm 111. Because Psalm 111 and 112 are what we call acrostic psalms. In other words, they are twin psalms. You know, and you cannot talk about one person without talking about the other person. They are twin psalms. And so today I'm going to be quoting scriptures from Psalm 111 and 112. And David the psalmist wrote about work in these two psalms. And Psalm 111 talks about God's work. But Psalm 112 talks about our work. This year our theme is His Heart our heart. And I find this really apt, because if you can see the mirror of God's work on your works, you will really have the happiness advantage, because God works happily. So David began the Psalms, the two Psalms actually, Psalm 111 and 112. David began the Psalms and say, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord." Imagine going to work, childcare center, your office, stepping into the everyday life of your home, and you say, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord." I think it's amazing. Some of your scriptures would say, "Hallelujah." Oh, hallelujah, I am at work. Joy and delight, I am working. Wow, that's amazing. And so the happiness advantage is not just for anybody, it really comes from the throne room of God. And David says, you are blessed if you know how to do the Lord's commands at work. You are blessed. In other words, you are happy. You have a happiness advantage because you are a believer, because your roots of happiness are in the richest soil of God. I love this. The roots of happiness are in the richest soil of God. So it is good on a Sunday morning, even though we are resting, to acknowledge that work is a gift from God, and the best person to show us how to enjoy work, I believe, will be God then, because He's the one who gave us the scriptures. So today, we're going to see how we can have the happiness advantage. First of all, number one, it is to know that your work matters. If you want to be happy, you need to know that your work matters, right? Whatever work you are doing, as I say, whether it's paid or unpaid, paying you for your work is just because of the economy we live in. We just need currency to survive. But there are some people who would do the greatest work with no pay. But whatever work you do, it matters to God. You see, when I do work that I know matters to God, I feel happy. Even if nobody is watching, even though it's difficult. Some work that we do are very difficult, huh? And some work are very difficult and very isolating. Like, we only do that and nobody knows. But when you know that your work matters to God, you will be able to have that praise the Lord attitude. And I love for all of us to come on a Sunday or even a weekday to church or to your office or wherever you are, to show up with the praise the Lord, I'm at work. I'm able to make a difference to somebody. I'm able to make somebody's life matter. I want to believe that whatever sphere you're put into, whether you're in the science sphere, technical sphere, creative sphere, dancing, singing, whatever sphere you're put in, I believe God put you there to dare. God puts you there to dare and to matter. And God has chosen you, and God has created you to do the work that matters. So we are here on earth in our sphere that God has given to us. God wants us to be able to work and tend this earth for His glory and also for the betterment of mankind. So God gives us work to bring a better mankind. The one next to you can feel better today because you are doing your work. And Psalm 112 verse 2 says that we will be happy if we follow God's blueprint. And what is God's blueprint? God's blueprint is if you fear the Lord, you will find delight in His commands. See, the thing is, we can't be our own king. We like to think we are our own boss. There's one term they coin these days in the world. They call it the boom word. Be your own man. Be the king of your castle. Be the Shrek in your pool. But we can't be on our own. The truth is, we can't act wisely when we are on our own, because we are created to be dependent beings. And as believers, it is great to be dependent. The world doesn't think so. They think we are on crutches. But we think it's beautiful to be dependent, because the one that we are dependent on is a man and a God that we can depend on. And dependent men must fear God. And it's very enjoyable when we are able to yoke ourselves with Him, when we are able to join with Him and to do work together with Him. And that's why it's so good to get up in the morning and say, okay, God, this is a great morning, beautiful weather is coming to be quite cool now. Lord, what would you want me to do? Lord, you know what matters to somebody around here. Lord, you know what matters to you. What do you want me to do that will matter to you? When we are able to do that, then what we are then doing is to follow and God directs us. Because when God directs us, you will be embracing this happiness advantage. You will have the advantage. Why so? Because God is so, so good at His work. God's work matter. God matter. And He is so good at His work. And so when we follow Him, we will begin to reflect His good work. That's why today my PowerPoint are all reflection. I deliberately go pick up all the art that has got a reflection so that you know and you remember Psalm 111 and 112 are mirror psalms. And you also know that if you want to do good work, you need to follow the good Lord because His work is good. And so if you look at Psalm 111 verses 2 to 4, it says, great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are His deeds, and His righteousness endures forever. He has caused His wonders to be remembered. See, when you ponder on the great works of God, you just get happy. And it is in the nature of God to produce great works because He is full of divine power. He is full of wisdom, faithfulness and goodness. And He put all His attributes, He put all His character traits onto His work, His glory, His majesty, and His righteousness. And all of that combine and become a wonder, become a miracle. It's just like in creation, when God was at work, God made the greatest thing, and He made something called the light. Light is a great wonder of God. I think we have a lot of light in Perth. We take it for granted. When I was traveling, I think at that time I was traveling to Sydney. No offense to Sydney. Sydney is beautiful. But when I came back from Sydney to Perth, whoa! Perth is so bright. It's so beautiful. Your clothes get dry. You put out in the morning, it gets dry in the afternoon. And so stiff, no need to iron. The light is amazing. Light is a great wonder of God. You know, my study light just recently, the light just was out of order and I couldn't get hold of my electrician, nowhere to be found. And it is no fun having to grope for your study desk. And recently went to see the doctor. Doctor says, look, I think you lack something. You lack vitamin D. I said, oh, what do I do? What do I take? What medication do I have to consume to not have the lack of vitamin D? Doctor says, just go out in the sun. The sun is God's beautiful creation. And that's God's great work. And just now we sang the song, God gave us the light, the glorious light. It's not just a physical light. It's also the spiritual light where God transforms us or transports us from a place of darkness into His glorious light. See, God's work is great. And God is very happy producing all these wonders that would benefit the world. And that's why He took 6 days. He didn't take 6 days to rest. He took 6 days to work. One day to rest. He took 6 days to produce an earth that is full of wonders for men to live on and on and on until He comes back. I want to say this to you, that your work matters. Whatever you are doing, your work matters like God's work matters because it's going to make better the lives of the people around you. And especially when you have the happiness advantage, you have got the happiness in you, the joy of the Lord in you, your work will greatly benefit others. Because in the office, you will be the shot of sunshine. In your workplace, you'll be the ray of hope. In your family, you'll be the light of the world. Yeah, your kids need you to shine. Your husband needs you to smile. And your dog needs you to pat and show a goodness. So as we begin to join our hearts more and more with God, we begin to get fresh assignments to meet the ever-growing needs around us. And God just knows how to match our work to the needs around us. And if you know how to follow God, let God direct you, you will be really happy when you know that God puts you in a place, in a sphere, that you matter and that your work matters as well. Amen. So I want to say this to you, those who are working, your work matters. Those who are working at home, your work matters. Amen. The work that you do for the church, it matters. It matters to all of us. Amen. And so get happy because your work matters. Amen. The second one is, if you want to have the happiness advantage, it is to go for quality. It's to go for quality. I don't know about you. When you see quality, do you feel happy? Yeah. When I see Pastor Pauline's cake, and quality, feel happy. Even before you eat it, you know, feel happy. Because fine quality makes you happy. And God's work has got fine quality. And this is from Psalm 111, verses 4, 7 to 8. And it says there, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate. The works of his hands are faithful and just." You see how quality that is? Faithful and just. "All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness." See, good quality comes out of God's refined character. God has got the finest quality in his character. He has got high moral standards. He is very concerned with fair treatment, and he clearly loves people. And because he is gracious and is compassionate, out of that fine character produces fine works. They are very faithful, that are very long-lasting. God's work is very durable. You can use it over and over again, it doesn't get broken. Some of the toys that you play with, you use it over and over again, it's going to get broken. Recently, I got interested in a sewing machine, and the way I'm going, I'm just afraid that it might just get broken down very soon. But things that you use can be easily broken, but God doesn't get broken down in his works. In fact, his promises are like that. His promises are never broken. You use over and over again some of the promises that God gave me since I was a young girl, and some of the promises God gave you since you were a young man or a young child. God is still using them to bless you. Never get broken, because God's work is full of good quality. God gets happy when he produces good quality work. And he loves it. He says, "Wow, for thousands of years, my children have eaten at my word and get so happy. And right now, for eternity, they are still going to get happy when they know how to rely on my word." That's God. So full of quality. Every day in Perth, you don't have to worry whether the sun will rise or the sun will set. It will always rise and it will always set. Because God's work is full of quality. He is very dependable. The sun will definitely come out. We will witness the faithfulness of God. He is precise. He is predictable. He has the power to sustain. He has the power to maintain. Good quality. That's why he is the God that can help us, to give us the happiness advantage, because he has quality in his hands. No wonder the psalmist extolled the Lord with all his heart in Psalm 111 and 112. He was impressed with God and his quality work. That's why he blurted out the first thing in Psalm 111. praise the Lord. Whoa, His work is so precise. And someone want to praise the Lord. Wow, the Lord is so faithful. He is just so exquisite in His quality of work. But the beautiful thing is this. God doesn't keep quality to Himself. I don't know whether this is true, but some people say, you know, good chefs don't share the whole recipe. They say they share everything, but they miss one ingredient. I'm not sure whether that's true. I hope not, because I'm relying a lot on recipe. But you know, God is not like this. God doesn't just keep quality to Himself, like, okay, this is so good, I better keep this for my kids because they're going to be like always coming to me. No, 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 God doesn't do that. God doesn't keep quality to Himself. He invests in us. He wants us to have a character that is gracious, that is compassionate, that is righteous. He sees us like a mentor-mentee, like a counselor-counselee, like a trainer-trainee, and like a father and child. He just loves to come and see that we are doing well in our character, because it is from your character that you produce fine works. And God wants to train our character to be so refined, to be gracious, to be compassionate, to be righteous, so that we can develop skills for our work that is going to be in keeping with His nature. And that's why we say we can be like Him, because we can follow Him in His ways and in His quality. And God wants to supply all our needs according not to our standard, not according to our nature, not according to the nature of our neighbor. No, He supplies all our needs according to the riches and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. All of us got a fair go, because all of us have the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay close to Him. He wants to show you good quality work. And when He shows you, do it, huh? Do it to the best you know how. The quality of work comes out of a refined character in God. When our hearts are centered in God, then we will produce quality. And that's why Psalm 112, verses 7 to 8 says this. He says, they will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. See how fine the quality of this heart is. That even though COVID comes from here and there and all directions, and even though we hear numbers increasing here and there, here it says, wow, the quality of a believer that has got the character of God have no fear of bad news. But their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. COVID is our foe, but we will look in triumph over COVID. This is the heart of the quality that has got the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, because when you work with a lot of fear of bad news, or if you work with a lot of fear, you're not going to enjoy your work. Because you work half-hearted, like, should I work hard? Should I work with quality? I'm so scared. If you work without fear of bad news and without having any fear, you will begin to enjoy your work. You will not be preoccupied with worries, with anxiety. I just found out that worry is like a strangling, an act of strangling. So if always worry is like strangling you, no breath. That's why a lot of therapies now begin with breathing, like, okay, all right, don't be strangled by worry, let's breathe, because you want to be able to breathe freely. See, your mind, if it is not preoccupied with redundancy or the economic downturn or your work being rejected or your work not being appreciated enough, if you don't have to think of all these things don't strangle the strength out of you, then you'll be able to actually work well. You'll be able to actually enjoy. You'll be effortless when you're able to be able to just trust the Lord and not have the fear. Similarly, if the quality of work that we do comes out of a very competitive spirit or a very over-controlled kind of attitude, like, I must get this right, I must step here, step there, step one, two, three, four, then I can get things going. If our mind is so preoccupied with steps and procedures and with competition, out of that harshness of heart, we won't be able to enjoy satisfying work. Maybe we can produce good work. Maybe we can produce even excellent work. But inside our attitude, we are not going to be able to have the happiness advantage. We will feel so controlled. We will feel so limited because of the unrelenting standards that we have on ourselves. And that itself can sometimes drain and can sometimes deplete us. But real quality comes out not of striving, not of trying to please. Real quality is not brittle, it is gracious. And it is oiled with the grace and the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Try that. Rely on the Lord and ask the Lord to give you the ability to have the staying power and the sustainability, because the energy that comes to you comes from God. See, the kind of power that God has is unstoppable and is unchangeable. And it will fuel you, it will drive you, it will supply you as long as you put your hands on the plow. Sometimes when you think about it, you know, sometimes when I've got a lot of things to do, I tend to think about it in the night. And then I think process, you know, 1, 2, 3. If I do 2, then I do 4. Then do 4, I do 7. And I can't sleep well like that. Nah? Then I realize when I get up in the morning, the minute I put my hands on the plow, and my plow is my stove or my whatever that I need to do, my pen or whatever, God just supply the energy. Lah. Huh? I'm as young as Henry, a few years younger than him. I tell you what, sometimes I wonder when my strength will run out. But I've got good news for you. If you trust the Lord, the fuel that is in the Lord that is unstoppable, the quality that is in the work of the Lord is in you. You inherit His character. You inherit His ability to produce those kind of work. He will give you the power to do what is in His heart, and also what is in your heart. God wants to do what is in your heart. Do you remember David? David says, God, I'll build you the biggest house. God says, no, I build you your biggest house. You know, we always want to serve God. God wants to serve us as well. Wow, that makes for a happiness advantage right there. Hallelujah. Your job is to realize that God has this under control. Put your hand on the plow. And just enjoy your work. Just enjoy your work, because God is your happy rewarder. He will reward you with strength, and He will reward you with things that are not even accessible to you at that time when you are asking for it. Because He says in Matthew 25:21, and this one is so familiar to you, well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. You see? You do good work, you get more work to do. Yeah, because work makes you happy. God is good, amen. A pastor said no retirement, so I'm fired up. I don't retire, I just pivot, just change a bit of direction, but I don't retire. And He says here in Matthew 25, He says, come and share your master's happiness. That means when God gives you work, God wants to give you happiness. God says, I won't keep all these good qualities to myself. I won't keep all the benefits of work to myself. I want to share with you. I want to share with you my work, and I want to share with you my happiness. So thank God we can have the happiness advantage when we go for quality. And the last point is to think of others. When you are able to think of others, you will have the happiness advantage. Now, our work is an opportunity to seek the happiness and well-being of other people, whether it's in our company, in our factory, in our city, in our homes, in our church, in our nation. Our work is an opportunity to make somebody happy and well, because you've got personal influence. You've got family influence. You've got social influence. God put you there to make somebody's life more enjoyable and make your life more enjoyable, more impactful. And this is in line with our vision. We want to be an influence in Perth and beyond. So let's start from our home, start from our church, start from our workplace, start from Perth, and then we go beyond so that we can be that influence. And to be that influence means we need to work with others in mind. I believe in self-care. I teach self-care. But if we keep taking care of ourselves and not work with others in mind, one day you'll find it really not very satisfying. To be an influence, we need to work with others in mind. When we work with others in mind, then it will be a sign of our like-mindedness with God. Because every work that God does, God has others in mind. So you and I, we are in the mind of God when He did the greatest work in history, the death on the cross. He has us. He doesn't just do it for Himself, for His own glory. No, He does it for us. And that's why in Psalm 111, regarding God's work, it says in 5 and 6, verses 5 and 6, it says, He provides food for those who fear Him. He remembers His covenant forever. He has shown His people the power of His works, giving them the lands of other nations. And in Psalm 112, verse 9, He says, He provided redemption for His people. He ordained His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name. God is happy when He provides food and land and redemption for His people. God is happy. And He even tells us that He's happy to arrange the marriage supper where we meet Him. He's even happy to host us at the great banquet when we meet Him. God is happy when He works. And He wants us to remember that we are in covenant relationship with Him. He never fails to be our Father. Man may forget that relationship to provide for us. Our earthly fathers or mothers may abandon us, may not provide according to the heart's desires. But our Heavenly Father, because we are in covenant relationship with Him, He never fails to be our Father. Man may forget, but God will not. And there are people in our lives, some we read it in books, some we journey in real life, but they illustrate to us the happiness advantage at work, which is to work with others in mind. I just remember as I was doing this sermon, I remember my mom. The happiness advantage she has since she was a young girl. She got married at 21 and she never worked at all outside. She's really working very hard in the home. And for 63 years, you just got to know my age. Minus one. She is happy cooking her meals. We are happy eating her food. She's happy doing it because in her equation of work, she always has others in mind. When you have got others in mind, work becomes meaningful and work becomes happy. And there's great reward. In fact, Psalm 112, verse 5 and 9 says, good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. I know of a lot of people who do a lot of work and they say, no, we don't need any remuneration. But here, the Bible says, whether you want them or not, good will come to you. God has reward for us when we center our service to other people. And God will cause that joy to come into our heart. Because we have caused somebody to be encouraged. We have caused somebody to be lifted up. And the Bible tells us that if you only do it even to the least of whoever that is in your life, including a very small child, even though it's very insignificant to give him or her a glass of cold water, He says your reward will not be lost. In fact, here it says your horn will be lifted high in honor. So what is it here in modern English? God will blow your trumpet. You don't have to blow your own trumpet. God will blow your trumpet. And I'm so pleased that in Grace City Church, our value here is generosity. We have preached about that many times. And it's a value that makes us different from other churches, makes us different from other organizations. It is our trademark. Tell yourself, I am generous. Okay, well, very soft. Touch your heart and say, I am generous.
I am generous.
Very good. So therefore, because you are generous when you are cooking, you can put in extra mushrooms and meat, huh? Especially people are coming to your house for a party, you put in the freshest mushroom and the best meat, huh? You are generous. And when you are serving customers, when you are with people, give them the extra smile, give them the extra time, the extra nice words, the extra perk. Give them the nicest part of the deal. The other day, I was at a fabric shop, and this lady said, tell you what, I'll just give you a few more inches of the fabric so that you can play around. And the extra few inches is maybe a couple of dollars, not very much. Huh? But I tell you what, that day at that fabric shop, the place just light up. Huh? Somebody in Perth is generous. Free, you know. And so we want to do this. And we know that when we do all these things, God says He will promise good to us. And this is amazing. If you read Psalm 112 verse 3, God says you will have wealth and riches in your house. But whether or not we will have wealth and riches in our house, we will still do good. But God says when you do good, you will have wealth and riches in your house. And God says in Psalm 112 verse 2, He says your children will be blessed, happy. Your children will be happy and mighty in the land. I pray that you will be the happy man or the happy woman, that when God gives you all these blessed children and all these mighty wealth and land and house and great work, that you will use the wealth and the riches for other people. That you will allow God to multiply your work through your children and your future generations. That you would invest work in the future generations so that when you are in Christ, you know that you can have the happiness advantage. That God gives you your heritage. You don't have to strive for it. God gives you your heritage. And God gives you your legacy. Amen? Amen. Work with other people in mind. It's so much fun. So much fun. So in conclusion, church, I would like you to join yourself to Christ, because I think when you are yoked with Christ, when you are joined with Christ, when Christ is in a picture of your work, then you will experience Psalm 111 verse 10. It says, it will be the beginning of wisdom. And if anyone lacks wisdom, God says, ask of him. And you will not only have the beginning of wisdom, you will have the fullness of wisdom in your life. Because if God is the one leading you, then you have got plenty of following to do. Because God is really creative. He has got a plethora of ideas for our life, for our work. And our job is to show up at the plow, show up at the workplace, show up at wherever that place is, and put our hands on it, and you experience the energy of the Lord in you. I pray that you will be able to say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Whatever God has put you in, that you will know that your work matters. Not only your work matters. I want to say this to you. You matter. You matter so much. And therefore, your work matters. And go for quality. Your character produces fine quality. Be close to the Lord. Be transformed in your character so that out of your character comes refined quality. Think of other people. And I believe that when you do that, you will be able to be that happy achiever for God. And you achieve because you are happy. These days, the signs have turned around. It's not you achieve and therefore you are happy. It's no longer like that. It's no longer if you've got the success, you'll be happy. Now, the signs is, if you're happy, you will achieve. If you're happy, you'll be successful. Wow, this is God's principle. And I'm so pleased to bring these two Psalms to you to let you know that you don't work alone. You reflect God and let God work through you and let God's fine quality, let His work that is important, and let His very other-centered sort of work be channeled through you to bring blessings to somebody here on earth. Amen. Amen. Let us pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, it's so good that our work comes from you. It is a gift from you. And so when we work, Lord, whether it's in a home, whether it's paid or not paid, whether it's in a church or anywhere in our workplace, God, help us realize that it truly is a gift from you. And I just pray that we will avail ourselves to you on a daily basis to say, oh dear God, make your work matter. Help us understand that our work matter because you regard our work as important. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.